Time again here on RNIB Connect Radio to catch up with Vidar Yarding, MBE, Inclusion and Diversity Consultant, for ITV News across England, Wales, Northern Ireland and the Channel Islands, for the next in his regular audio-described theatre reviews. Hello, Vidar, and welcome back to Connect Radio.
Thanks very much indeed, Toby. Great to be here.
This time, Vidar, we're off to 1830s Paris with a new touring production of Les Misérables as the production visits the Birmingham Hippodrome Theatre. This new staging has been hailed as a Les Mis for the 21st century. Vidar, how did this particular touring production stand up to other productions of Les Mis, as I know you are a big fan of Les Misérables?
You're absolutely right, Toby, and I'm really delighted to say that it was probably one of the best productions that I've seen, and heaven knows I've seen some good ones. So the bar has been set high over the past, 36, 37 years since I first saw it at the Barbican. And no, the production was really, really engaging. There were a couple of new dimensions to it as well, which I noticed in the audio description, and I mentioned that to the audio describers afterwards, and they said, yes, I'd been right to pick that up, and that was good. It's something that I think if you hadn't seen it before, you'd have got just as much out of it. You would have known that those dimensions were new, but I think they were a nice, subtle addition to the whole staging. And it was just a consummate professional performance, basically, and I thoroughly enjoyed it. And again, Jonathan Nash, who was all you're describing on this occasion, I have to say, it was a real tour de force because he did the entire 3 hours single-handed, which is no mean feat when you're doing it live.
Wow. And I suppose with a new production, as you say, it's slightly different. It's been changed slightly to the production that we possibly may have all seen in the West End. And I wondered how the staging may have changed, how the set might have changed and the costumes may have changed, or are they still pretty much to the sort of original production?
Well, firstly, it's fair to say that I believe, and I couldn't get there in time for reasons I won't bore you or the audience with in time for the pre-show touch tour, but there was, I believe, some form of touch tour beforehand, which in itself is a big step forward because a lot of touch tours haven't been happening, quite understandably, in the wake of the pandemic and things. So in terms of commenting with any informed knowledge about the costumes, it's based on the introductory notes and things rather than the touch tour and what have you. But I would say that a lot of it, and again, this is relying on memory, comparing and contrasting, and however often one has seen it, there are always subtle changes and always things that are possibly slightly different. And the touch tour is done in a different way, so you perhaps get to examine more of the props on one than you might on another, etc. But I would say, broadly speaking, it seemed relatively similar, but let me just pick up on a couple of things which I think might just indicate what I was referring to earlier about some of the minor subtle changes. Anyone who's familiar with the work, either the novel and or the stage show, particularly the stage show, will perhaps remember the scene where the bishop gives hospitality to Jean Valjean, who's the central character. And Jean Valjean decides to leave the bishop's house, taking some of the silver from the table with him. And he's arrested for stealing. But the bishop actually says that, no, he didn't steal it. He was actually, he'd been given it by the bishop himself. And in fact, the bishop said, and he forgot to take the best bits, which are the candles. And that, in a way, is a really sort of powerful, quite an emotional scene, and probably has a big impact on Jean Valjean's future life and his direction of behavior, I suppose, and direction of travel in terms of what he then carries on to do in life. And right at the very end of the production, again, for those who know it, Jean Valjean is sort of guided off this mortal earth into heaven or whatever people might want to consider it be, by Fantine, one of the characters, and Eponine, who's another of the characters. But for the first time, and the audio describers confirmed that this was their first time as well, the bishop is part of that final scene as well, and sort of welcoming Jean Valjean into his new life, as it were, elsewhere. And I thought that was very poignant, very subtle, and also a nice way of sort of bringing, if you like, almost bookending the story. Does that make sense?
Mm-hmm. And I suppose many people may have seen the film version of Les Miserables, but there is nothing better than going to see a show at the theatre to get a real sort of connection with the show, the characters, the story, and the emotion of it all too.
I entirely agree with that. I've seen the film as well, and I've got to say, for me, the live theatre production, and I don't want to sound critical of the film because that's not what I'm aiming to do in this slot, but for me, the live theatre production is, it just has it all, and you've summed it up beautifully there with the emotion and the drama and the music. And I think, again, this is a broader point, but for me, sharing an experience of a live show with 1,800 people or so in the Birmingham Hippodrome, or however many there are in whichever venue one is in, is just a special experience. And having the additional icing on the cake of audio description, bringing to life some of those overtly visual aspects to a production, which otherwise visually impaired patrons wouldn't be able to appreciate necessarily, is just such a huge bonus. And I just felt that my latest seeing of Les Mis was just as enjoyable, if not even more so, than previous ones. And I just keep pinching myself and saying, I hope the magic never fades, because I keep thinking, I'm going to see it again, and maybe I'm going to be disappointed and it's not going to live up to expectations. But happily, this time it did.
Well, I think that's something about a really good production. If it's sort of, in a way, gives you that same emotion every time you see it, I think that's very good. And Les Mis continues on tour around the country, and do visit the website, that's lesmis.com/UK-Ireland-tour for more details of performances near you. Vidar, next time I think you will be reviewing Counting and Cracking at the Birmingham Repertory Theatre.
Quite correct. It's a completely new production for me, so moving from one that I've seen many times over the years to a completely new thing. So that's the beauty of these regular conversations we have, Toby, sort of having the pleasure of sharing, you know, my interpretation and my feedback on the audio description for new and long-standing shows alike. So hopefully talk to you about that then.
Well, we look forward to hearing all about that. And thank you very much indeed, Vidar, again for sharing your audio-described review of Les Miserables at the Birmingham Hippodrome Theatre with me here on RNIB Connect Radio.
No, great pleasure. And I hope if people do go and see it, they get as much pleasure as I've had.